USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Immigration protests across the USA yesterday, and some estimates number them at nearly 700. Protesters against the president's immigration policies and showing support for immigrant rights, and not just in big cities like New York, Chicago, and L.A. This woman speaks at a rally in Indianapolis.
We each bring our own perspective to it, but I think that we all have a heart and we all feel that what's going on is not right.
In the thick of yesterday's protests and rallies, President Trump tweets, quote, "When people come into our country illegally, we must immediately escort them back out without going through years of legal maneuvering." Forecasters warn 50% of the lower 48 states will experience dangerous heat starting today and running through the 4th of July. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A 52-year-old illegal immigrant arrested for allegedly starting the spring fire in southern Colorado. Authorities say Jesper Jorgensen faces arson charges and will be handed over to ICE. The fires burned over 41,000 acres. It's destroyed a lot of structures, forcing hundreds to evacuate homes, and it's still at zero containment. The Democrats' weekly address criticizing last week's Supreme Court ruling, saying that public sector unions can't force non-public union workers to pay dues to pay for unions' collective bargaining work, which benefits them. Congressman Matt Cartwright of Pennsylvania delivers the address.
This week's decision undermines the freedom of people who keep us safe. The first responders, corrections officers, police officers, snowplow drivers, and firefighters, all public service workers, public servants who go out there every day for you, for me, and for our kids.
This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the 2-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the 2-pack special. Order now.
More on the immigration demonstrations yesterday, and that one in particular in Washington across the street from the White House. There, anti-abortion protesters clashed with those immigration demonstrators. That's when a man using a megaphone called abortion the true family separation. He said the pro-life movement also agrees humans should never be separated from their families. However, the immigration protesters started booing him, shouting, "Shame!" He was then joined by other anti-abortion activists holding large signs at the rally. The two sides never actually ended up clashing, and no arrests were made. To Los Angeles, where U.S. House Democrat Maxine Waters told an immigration protest that death threats aren't fazing her. She warned those who have threatened her that, quote, "If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. There's nothing like a wounded animal." And on the issue, she told the crowd,
"We are here along with all of the other protesters across the country to say to Donald Trump and his cabinet and all of them, we're not afraid of you. You should be ashamed. We want our children connected back to their parents."
And as expected, all-star NBA forward Kevin Durant will re-sign with the Warriors, as reports say he's agreed to a 2-year deal with Golden State worth over $60 million. And for USA Radio News,